Now we're recording.
Are we being streamed live over the internet?
No.
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 We're going to Al Gore's internet.
We're going to Al Gore's internet. I'm still saying hello, internet. Hello, internet. How are you doing this evening?
You know, it was funny. I was thinking, it is common, almost universally, that every other podcast out there has some sort of intro.
We got rid of the music, Alan.
We don't. We just roll right into it. We don't even announce who we are. We don't say who we are, what we are. We don't give our names. We don't do anything. We just start blathering on.
We're like guy incognito.
And you know, I was thinking about it because it's not like you could stumble across this by accident and not know what you were listening to. You know, it's, you know, you had to download it from someplace.
That is true. It's not like you're turning your station on the on the radio.
Yeah. It's 8 o'clock, time for the Squirrel Report. Da 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 da, with Alan and Brita and Jay and Weird and Woo. You know,
some of us don't even use our real names.
We don't have to do that. Who doesn't use their real? It's your name's not Jay.
His name is not Jay.
He's given his Christian name's not Weird.
Oh. It's Weirdington. Just like your Christian name is not Jay.
It's Giuseppe.
It is not.
It's a bippity boppity. Peter, he's like Italian just because you have a mustache.
That's a salsa spicy meatball.
Oh, my son loves Family Guy. We'll do father-son bonding by watching Family Guy and laughing ourselves stupid. It's kind of awesome.
Oh, man. All right. So anyway, welcome to another week. Did everybody have a good week?
It's been a week.
I've had a good week. I've had a fucking horrible day. But I did learn something interesting.
Yes.
Did you know that the language of three-year-olds is actually a tonal language? You guys are all familiar with tonal languages. Like, I mean, in Chinese, you would see it written out. It's ni hao ma for hello, but it's actually like ni hao ma. You need to go up in the middle. There is a tone that needs to go.
It's not just three-year-olds. Teenage girls are that way, too.
So what's interesting is that I would normally pronounce the name that I go by as daddy in my tongue. But the actual proper pronunciation in three-year-old is daddy. There's a subtle difference there. I don't know if you picked up on it.
I did.
Oh, she was so horrible today.
Terrible.
We had one good hour at the zoo. The zoo calmed the savage beast, where she felt neither need to whine nor cry nor yell at me.
Hey.
I'd like to say it gets better, but it doesn't.
It doesn't get better.
It does get better, thankfully, is that this was all because she went to bed late and got up early.
Ah.
And I told my wife.
Do you find yourself drinking more?
Yes.
And if you'd said no, I would have called you a liar.
As a matter of fact, I am enjoying myself a fine seltzer water because I got all my drinking done during nap time. I just went up. Oh, yep,
time for a cocktail.
This is why daddy drinks.
Daddy drinks because you cry.
wine. not drink wine. I don't actually like wine, but because she whines. Oh,
yep.
Oh, and I did start out talking about the fact that we are no longer a live show. So I feel the need to say that it is 8:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, September 15th, and Hillary Clinton is still alive.
Maybe. We're not sure about that.
Well,
someone needs to repurpose that in pagoda, alive or dead.
You're going to have to strenuously define Hillary Clinton and alive, because I think it's the lizards are running shifts in the Hillary suit.
People are talking about body doubles.
Yes. I have heard that. I won't lie. I will say that I was watching a video of the here. Why don't we set this up just in case someone's been living under a rock? Is Hillary Clinton got a little bit dizzy and needed some help into her van? according to Hillary Clinton.
Translated mean she passed out like a sack of wet potatoes.
She completely lost consciousness. You can clearly see in the video, the tops of her feet dragging on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Which guess what? Under I've definitely had points where I've come close to passing out. I've gotten dizzy. I've needed help. I've had a leg fall asleep, whatever. Under no circumstance does anything but the bottom of my feet touch the ground.
She's doing the Pee Wee Herman dance, of course. Come on.
That's true. That is true. If I'm wearing my platform shoes.
Yes.
Well, the interesting thing is that even if you accept what the Hillary campaign said as true, even if you believe
which one?
Right. Well, see, that's the problem. Even if you believe it this time, they've, by their own admission, lied before, because first off, she wasn't sick. She's not sick. Nothing's wrong. Then it was, well, she was dehydrated. Then
she had seasonal allergies.
Right.
Right.
Which, by the way, I've, especially recently, I don't know, getting older, I've suddenly got seasonal allergies. I used to have bad allergies as a kid. And then they mostly kind of grew out of them, and it just was really like dogs and cats and things like that. If I was playing with like a friend's dog like all afternoon and really, you know, wrestling with a dog or something like that, then my eyes would be all puffy and I'd be having trouble breathing. But overall, if I was good enough at going, yes, your dog is very cute, I'm going to pat him for a little bit, then I'm going to immediately go to the bathroom and wash my hands. I'd be totally fine. And then I started working with rats and mice and realized I was allergic to rats and mice. And now I'm allergic to fucking everything.
Oh no.
Rats and matches.
I mean, I'm not really as bad. I got a new round of allergy shots done, and that helped a lot of stuff. But I now all of a sudden during the spring and fall allergy seasons, I just suddenly will start feeling it again. And I don't really get that. But again, I am an asthmatic. I have bad allergies. I have been crippled with bad allergies where I have been in a point where I cannot do anything else and I am going to go to the hospital and get some treatment so that I can actually breathe. Under no circumstances did I have a point where I was coughing so bad I could not speak.
Well, here's the thing with the allergy thing. She has been having coughing fits since the Benghazi hearing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That was the first
notable one.
Yeah.
You'd think she'd take a Sudafed or something.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at that, the most famous coughing fit, the one that was like 2 weeks ago.
In Cleveland.
Where she coughed for like 4 minutes straight.
Right.
Yeah.
And like tried to talk and was completely unable to. It's, you know, rasped her way through a little bit. You could see the handlers are all, they immediately perk up and the guy sitting behind her, his hand goes into his pocket. Another aide comes over and hands her something that she puts in her mouth. But they had rehearsed something like that's certainly one thing that like it's not a conspiracy theory, is these people are very well rehearsed for her. She had pneumonia. She was diagnosed, you know, she was diagnosed two or three days before that.
So they say.
And all of a sudden now she completely loses consciousness, and you see one of the female Secret Service agent get there's a young female Secret Service agent working the perimeter. She looks over when Hillary collapses and you see a look of alarm on her eyes of, oh my God, what's up? But she realizes that they've got it handled and they get her into the van and they drive away, leaving one of her shoes on the sidewalk, by the way.
Yep.
What happened to that
one of,
shoe?
Somebody grabbed it and took it along. The state trooper came back and picked it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
The same state trooper that was bringing Bill Clinton hookers?
Yeah. On Hot Air, they had a great thing. They had a picture of the shoe sitting on the sidewalk, and they pointed out the fact that that's a gazillion-dollar shoe. If Hillary just got a little bit lightheaded, why wouldn't she be going, oh, I lost my shoe. Can someone grab
that? She hasn't actually paid money for a shoe in so long, she doesn't know how much they cost.
That is true.
Doesn't care.
And to be fair, she was probably laying face down on the floor.
Yeah, she was unconscious.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I
mean, so yeah, it's
paying for things is for the little people.
Yeah.
And of course, now we've got this, like, this doctor's note that,
she's fine.
Which, by the way, I've got to just do a quick little, like, interesting thing is that, everyone's talking about now, evidently the new hashtag is that Trump's a fatty. And, congratulations, Trump, you match so much of America.
Yeah.
Jay, you used to be a fatty. You're kind of an exception to the rule.
And can I just say, too, I don't give a flying fucking rat's ass that Gary Johnson climbed Mount Everest. We're not electing mountain climber in chief.
Mm-mm.
Why is this a big fucking thing? I don't get it.
I hadn't heard this.
Ooh, yeah. Hillary's health is this, and Donald Trump is this, but Gary Johnson climbed a mountain. Big fucking deal.
Well, I only care because it is kind of a big fucking deal and it's just neat. But yeah, it has
it's very neat.
It's neat.
Awesome,
it's cool. It's good.
Great
for
job.
good for Gary Johnson.
It has exactly dick all to do about him being president.
Nor does it mean he's healthy.
Insane.
That would be like putting down like on my resume as I'm applying for a new science job that I got a Hugo Award for my fiction writing.
Well, congratulations. That's at least causally related.
Science fiction. That's,
you know, I mean,
no, actually,
this is like,
all right, to be fair. All right, let's say it's for a fantasy novel then. Putting something like that on your resume, like including I climb Mount Everest, please let me be the commander in chief of your country. That is literally an excuse to like run the resume through the shredder. Cause it's one of those like, oh, you know what I just learned about this guy? He ain't never going to shut up about how much his shit does.
Well, it's filler. You're padding, which means you don't have enough real experience. You know, you see a resume come across your desk that's got something completely unrelated to the job. It means they're missing something.
Or they're insecure. Or they've got an overinflated thing of their achievements, and they think it's absolutely
like,
relevant, and you're going
to
like lose your shit. Oh my God, you CrossFit, or you climb Mount Everest, or all of that. Like,
CrossFit people are the worst.
As soon as they read that I'm a third Dan CrossFit, whatever the fuck, they gotta have a hierarchy. There's gotta be like a little like ranking system because they're always trying to figure out which one's the alpha dog and which one's the beta because that's all it's about is about I do CrossFit and I do CrossFit better than you do CrossFit.
And I'm a vegan.
Yeah, but think that that's going to make him swoon and go nuts for it.
Can you actually be a CrossFit vegan?
Yes, of course.
Really?
And you never shut up about it.
No. I actually, Alan's correct. I believe that if a vegan tried to do CrossFit, they would die immediately.
You know, when I started working out, I thought briefly about doing CrossFit. Because I had heard that like
guess
CrossFit,
what Brittany? If you had chosen to do CrossFit, you would have done CrossFit very, very briefly. Because
who
does not give a shit about who has the biggest dick on the planet? Brie.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, but I thought I heard that a number of CrossFit places like were really interested in getting adaptive athletes in so they could like work with amputees and figure out, you know, and I was like, oh, cool. Like they could like teach me how to use my body better and like do exercises that were made just for me because, you know, some exercises are hard for me with my leg. And so I was like all excited about that. And so I contacted a few CrossFit places and CrossFit people. And oh my God, I sent them like very simple emails like, you know, hello, I'm interested. I am an amputee. I'm interested in adaptive sports. You know, I'm just starting out weightlifting, you know, that sort of thing. And I got emails back that were like Kevin Baker blog posts.
They invited you to be on the next Footloose?
It was Kevin Baker. And they were like these epic emails back. And I'm like, it's freaked me out. And then I watched some videos. I was like, oh no, oh no. This is way too social for me. I just kind of said, okay, I'll just, I'm just gonna vote.
To be fair, it is social in the social dynamic sense of the word. It is 110% antisocial, though.
Is it?
Oh, it is absolutely like the yearbook superlative club.
Oh.
It is just designed exclusively to ruin every friendship you've ever had. think that person in your Facebook friends list that played Farmville.
Oh.
And let everybody know when they found the golden chicken or they built a new barn.
Is it also like Amway? That
by 1,000.
Is it like Amway where you try to get everybody else to do CrossFit too?
Yes, and then when they join, you then tell them how much better you are at doing that CrossFit. Like that's actually how it works. It's designed entirely around a peer pressure system so that.
That doesn't work on me at all.
And actually, I hate CrossFit and. Totally hate CrossFit, so that's fine. You know, if you're a CrossFitter, I think you're an idiot. But now that being said, it is actually a great system because if you have this snooty mean girls mentality where you have that little bit of insecurity, but also that little bit of like narcissism going on, it's actually awesome for getting yourself in shape because it's keep up with the Joneses, but it's for physical fitness. You are going to do that. I mean, I weightlift by myself. There are some days where I'm really pushing myself and I go, I really did a good job. There are other times when it's one of those, I could probably get another 8 reps in, but I don't fucking want to. And guess what? There's nobody else here. So guess what? I'm not going to, and I'm not going to tell anybody that I dogged it last night when I was lifting weights. And you can't do that in CrossFit. If you puss out on your CrossFit thing, everybody else is going to stomp all over you because they were able to do 5 more burpees or 7 more squat lifts or summer butt fucking, whatever it's all.
I just sexual. Can't do an exercise named after a seed. I just can't.
A burpee.
What is a burpee?
The burpee seed company.
I'm not sure. It's like, I think there's a push up and then a jump and then a squat involved, but I'm not sure.
Heirloom tomato.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't do that. I went to the gym tonight, and it was like, I had already been to the gym on Tuesday, and I had a good workout on Tuesday, and I was feeling pretty good today.
Do you smoke when you're at the gym, Brita?
I do not. I don't smoke at all.
That'd be another power move. Is just as you're doing your lift, just light up a cigarette in the middle, put it out on the mat.
it was just me, you know, and I'm happy doing that, you know, and I don't get the whole social exercise thing. I don't get it. I guess peer pressure doesn't work on me. It never has.
Extroverts are that way.
A fine candidate for joining a gym just because again I like to lift weights and hey guess what, if I joined a gym I would get to have access to all this like unbelievably expensive and space consuming equipment.
Yes.
I'm not going to get a Nautilus home gym and put it in my basement or in my garage because I don't have that kind of space. I think the gym
I belong to is like $10 a month. Seriously. Exactly. And it's super clean and it has all the weights and shit that you need. It's great. It's a great gym. And it's like $10 a month.
But I don't join a gym because number one, one of the key points of it is I want to have the most efficient workout. I want to have the least amount of time taken out of my day exercising. Yeah. Yeah. And that extra 3-minute drive up the street to the closest gym to my house is extra time that I don't want to be spending. And then on top of that, I don't want anybody around.
that was hard for me to get over. It was really hard.
I don't blame you. You are a bigger man than me, Brita.
It's really hard because, you know, I was like, first of all, I'm a chick, right? I'm a chick. I'm a girl, and then I'm in there with all the meatheads.
Naturally, or what are your pronouns, Brita?
what do you identify?
Don't judge me. And then I have the leg thing, right? When I first started going to the gym, I would wear yoga pants all the time to cover my leg.
You have and trouble pushing the weights all the way? Is that the leg thing?
That's the leg thing, yeah.
You know, you want to do, you want to push more weights, so.
Yeah. But now I wear shorts. I don't care.
Awesome.
Good.
Mostly because people look at me like I'm a weirdo, so.
Because you're a cyborg.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah, that was a hard thing to get over.
Yes, people look at you funny because yes, there's a T-1000 doing a deadlift beside you. It's going to do a deadlift and then it's going to shoot you in the face and then time travel away from you.
And say,
well, you know, yeah, yeah. That's got to suck, you know, if you're, you know, a guy at the gym and you look over and you see Brita, mm-hmm. who is, you know, when she wakes up 5 feet tall with her, you know, yeah. prosthetic, with her robot leg over there lifting weights, you know.
Robot leg.
It's got to be, you know.
And she's crushing it and you're struggling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like.
Okay. And she's smoking a cigarette while she's doing it.
Smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer.
And she looks over at you and goes, "You need help with that, man?
You need a spot?
You want me to spot you?
You need a spot?
More weight, pussy!"
maybe you go. Maybe you should. Good. Maybe you should go over and use the stair stepper or something. You know?
No,
not you. I'm just saying.
You should do a spin class.
Yeah.
Oh.
Telling the person.
Go ride the bike, yeah, honey.
Go ride the bike.
Okay. This all started off with the whole like hashtag Trump's a fatty. But
how old is he? He's like 60 something, right?
70.
He is 70.
Wow.
And he's overweight, but probably not that overweight. And given
not
that
for his height.
He's no
more overweight than Bill Clinton was when Bill Clinton was elected.
Right. Guarantee. Right. But there's the interesting thing is he put up his like doctor's thing, whatever, released his medical information that says his height and weight so that you can calculate his BMI. And now Hillary has her little doctor's note. And guess what? It's just a doctor's note. It doesn't say how much Hillary weighs.
No, it says she's fine. Promise.
Yep. And, she's fine. And, she just has pneumonia.
All those other times we lied about her health. Don't forget. Don't worry. This time we're really honestly telling the truth.
Totally serious.
And meanwhile, all the partisans are going, see, she's fine. This says it's just pneumonia to clear up.
Actually,
she's really tough because she's powered through.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yes.
It's all good. Except for at the same time, like 2 weeks earlier, Trump released a complete bullshit doctor's note and the doctor came clean and went, oh yeah, no, somebody just came up to my office and said, here, will you write out this and then sign this? And then and the limo's waiting in the parking lot. And the doctor just wrote up a complete that he admits is complete bullshit, which, hey, how much of a dumb fucking doctor is he I get writing up a bullshit doctor's note for somebody, but then turn around and tell the press about that. Congratulations. Now you're the doctor. That's too stupid to like go, whatever. I don't know. He's my patient. Yeah, sure.
I'll just violate HIPAA. Why not?
Well, it's not violating HIPAA if he's writing it for
the person.
Yeah, you're just
so it's fictional. Yeah. But like Trump did exactly what Hillary's doctor just did. And it was bullshit. And everybody called him on it and they correctly called him on it. So again, right. Oh yeah, no. It's because it's got a doctor's signature on it. That means it's all according to Hoyle. Nope. So yeah.
So,
but here's the big question.
Poll time.
So Hillary's probably going to die.
I was just getting to that.
Very soon.
Poll time. I want we'll go around the circle, and I want everyone to say, what disease does Hillary have? Does anybody want to go first, or do I just start calling a name?
I'll go first.
Syphilis.
What has she got? What's wrong with her?
I think her concussion was a massive stroke.
Could be.
So she did not fall down and bump her head. She had a stroke, fell down, bumped her head, and again, I think it was, it's obviously pretty bad. I think her coughing fits are she's having difficulty swallowing. And also, she could have pneumonia because of that. If you're having difficulty swallowing, that's actually how like most like alcoholics and drug addicts die, is they pass out and aspirate their vomit and saliva and food and things like that, and they get pneumonia and die from it. So she could have pneumonia.
Yeah. Jay,
I think she's perfect health for a creature from Zeta Reticulum.
So your position is the Hillary suit just needed a new battery.
Yes, exactly. There was a brief power down in the Hillary suit. It happens.
Yeah. Well, technology always fails, right?
They shed that skin, ate it, and regrew.
Yeah.
No, I think it was powered by the same batteries that power the Samsung.
Ooh. Well, it's a good thing she didn't burst into fire then, huh?
Speaking of things that make Alan's shitty girlfriend look better, Apple stock's actually going up, Alan.
Well, when your competition literally goes up in flames.
Yeah.
It was so funny. My wife apologized to me because she was like, just I'm up for a renewal on my phone, and I actually really like Samsung phones. And my next one, actually, I told her, I said, my next phone is absolutely going to be a Samsung phone, because once they iron this shit out, it's going to be the best phone on earth, because they can't throw a, it doesn't have a headphone jack anymore. You got to pay $1,800 to listen to music on it. They can't afford a limp noodle launch on their next technology. So that'll be my next phone. But I was just telling her, I'm like, yeah, my new phone actually is holding up pretty good. I'm not really in a hurry to get a new one and get it all ironed out and all that. She's like, come on, why don't you get the new phone? And the next thing you know, the phone I would have set my house on fire. Unlike my slow cooker.
Put a Samsung phone in a slow cooker. I think it would be a nuclear explosion.
You know, Apple stocks up, but it's not up as much as Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
How about you, Brita? Yeah. What do you think she's going to die of?
Parkinson's.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Parkinson's. It's very, I read some stuff online and watched some videos of people making their predictions and kind of like armchair diagnoses.
What symptoms do you is she manifesting for Parkinson's? Because I've known a few like early Parkinson's people, and really the type of stuff they had would be things that were not as severe as she had, like passing out and being unable to talk or breathe, but more just tremors and things like that.
What I've noticed, there's a video online, and it was put online. It's on YouTube. It's by a doctor. And he says, okay, I'm not diagnosing her because I'm not her physician, but I'm just going by what I am seeing online. And, you know, there's video evidence now. You know, FDR would have never gotten away with his polio
if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Well, if it was modern day, because there's so much video, right? So Hillary like has tremors, but has learned how to hide the tremors.
Interesting.
Like she always does this thing where she presses her hand to her chest. Mm-hmm. And that's a way to stop tremors.
That'll do it.
And the coughing is a very distinct Parkinson's thing, because part of the Parkinson's, this I'm just going by what I've read and what I saw in these videos, is you can't swallow properly. Yep. And so you get stuff caught, you know, like when you something goes down the wrong pipe.
Yep.
You know what I mean, where you like will breathe wrong and like get a chunk of like saliva down your lung or whatever. That's what is constantly happening to her and causing these coughing fits. And if she does have pneumonia, which I do not believe she has pneumonia at all.
Though again, I will argue the same thing, is if you're having difficulty swallowing and aspirating food and or saliva and or vomit. Yeah. That is the easiest way to get yourself some pneumonia.
Right. And then there is that video. There's a lot of lot of instances of her freezing and kind of like having a brain freeze, kind of like a short circuit. And apparently that's typical too for Parkinson's, where certain stimulus, like visual or auditory stimulus, can cause kind of like a glitch in your brain and you freeze up for a minute.
Oh, interesting. That would actually point to the that when the reporters suddenly burst into trying to get their squeeze their
right.
Yep. Interesting.
And another thing that they were talking about was that everybody has talked about this where she fell and she hit her head and she got a blood clot like on her brain or whatever. To fall that hard to get a blood clot in your brain, you have to be unconscious. Because you don't have any of the like natural reflexes of trying to catch yourself or whatever. So you that is true.
Normally people that have real bad falls.
Yeah.
It's not that they I mean, my father-in-law is getting up there and he's got some balance. He's actually has had strokes. So he's got some balance issues and bad knees. So he takes a couple of bad tumbles every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not come alone. It's not just that he bonked his head. It's that
right. He'll
twist an ankle, he'll smash up his knee, he'll bash an elbow. It's whatever he's using to try to stop the fall,
right,
mm-hmm. is going to get busted up.
Right.
Actually, somebody mentioned to me is I had it was actually the winter just before my daughter was born. I was walking down my driveway and hit a patch of black ice, and one foot went straight up in the air and the other foot went down behind my butt, and I landed and I heard, brap, and
I went, ow.
I'm laying there like a turtle on my back, and I just went, oh shit, I'm going to have to call in sick. I was with my wife and I was like, she's going to have to help me into the house and I'm just going to lay on the couch all day. This sucks. And I said, all right, can you give me waited for the pain to subside. All right. Collected myself. All right, let's get me up. And I got up and I went, actually, it feels okay. And I've known that like when you have a nasty fall or turn an ankle or something like that, the absolute best thing you can do is if it'll bear weight, put as much weight as you can on it and work it so it doesn't stiffen up.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, screw it. I'm going to work, and went to work. And yeah, I was sore for a few days afterwards, but I was fine. But someone pointed out the fact that it was one of those, like, I just slipped on the ice. I didn't see the ice. Nothing happened. It just, I was walking and I was flat on my back and in pain. And they're like, that's probably why you didn't hurt yourself. If you had had some time where you were skating on the ice for a second, trying not to fall, that's when you would have screwed yourself up. And so, yeah, the fact that,
You weren't just drunk.
Yes. Well, actually, drunks are well known for taking a lot more damage. I actually know a friend of mine actually hit a drunk. You know, she was driving home on campus, and some drunk just stumbled out into the road in front of her car.
Oh God!
And the EMTs told her if he hadn't been completely shit faced at the time, he would have been dead.
Oh yeah.
And it's drunks, just because they're just blobs of rubber.
Yeah.
They're bouncing around, and their vital signs are all slowed down anyway, so they're not going to bleed out as fast. They're not going to go into shock. There's a lot of things that will being blotto drunk will save you from, and that's same idea. And the fact that Hillary took a spill bad enough to cause severe blood clot and cause enough brain trauma that she needed to wear those prismatic glasses
for a couple of weeks
before her optic nerves, before the swelling stopped pushing on her optic nerve. Cause that's, at least that's with my wife's case. My wife had the exact same condition from her brain surgery. And that was the part of the brain we cut out is right next to the optic nerve, and the brain tissue is going to be all swollen and inflamed from the surgery. So yeah, you're probably going to have blurry vision for a few weeks after the surgery, because one eye's not going to be moving in sync with the other one. And one of the ways to fix it is to put a lens in that kind of transposes your vision to the appropriate way. But the fact that, yeah, she did that, but yet she didn't have her arm in a sling. She wasn't, you know, walking with a cane or any other sign of injury.
She didn't claim her brother hit her.
Yeah. I mean, even George W. Bush, when he choked on a fucking pretzel, he was all kinds of fucked up after that.
Well,
oh, and Brita, so you're thinking Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
We should write this down and see how it shakes out.
It's already been written down.
Well,
the squirrel fans remember.
We'll
shakes out.
Well,
dad joke. Here. Hello.
Oh, Jay, that was awful. That was so bad we didn't even get it.
Yeah. That was bad. Okay. So
Jay, Alan, get up off the shun bench and let Jay sit down.
You're oh, all God. Wrong.
Oh, what?
You're all
I'm
wrong.
Not wrong.
Hillary, the one thing they said was the absolute truth was that Hillary hates to drink water. And the reason she hates to drink water is because she's actually the Wicked Witch of the West. And if she drinks any water, she'll fucking melt.
Oh, my beautiful wickedness.
I was going to argue with the fact that you're not allowed to say Brita's wrong. But in this case... Yeah, Alan, I think you're right.
Yeah, well.
Brita might be wrong on this one. That might be. That's pretty dead balls on.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but the Parkinson thing sounds pretty convincing to me. I've seen a lot of the same videos.
I'm still standing with my stroke, but the
can't be both. Why can't it be both? She could have Parkinson's and a stroke.
That's right.
Why not both?
Yeah.
In which case, Breed and I will split the prize money.
And she hasn't had a press conference in how long?
Oh, long time.
Yeah.
No. She had that thing on the aircraft carrier where she took like two soft questions.
Yeah.
They counted that
like a real press conference.
Well, she doesn't need a press conference, peasant.
The press conferences
are little people.
Why does she need to give press conferences?
Meanwhile, I give a shout out to Missouri.
Yeah.
Way to go, Missouri.
11th state.
Veto override for constitutional carry. The governor vetoed it. The legislature voted to override the veto. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how's Texas doing with that?
Well, yeah, Texas and to be fair, 39 other states.
Texas is a former slave state, so actually those gun laws are a little bit deeper. The big embarrassment is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, you need to be fucking ashamed of yourself.
Thanks, Maggie.
To walk into Lynch vetoed one too.
Oh yeah.
To walk into a to get a carry permit in New Hampshire, you walk into a police station, you fill out a single-sided document, you sign it, you give it to the officer there. They essentially just run your name through the NICS system. It's a little bit more involved, but not that much more. And then you get a piece of paper. It's not even laminated, that says that you can carry a concealed handgun. In New Hampshire, some, you know, they say it's 7 days is the maximum waiting period. Some guys will say you got a minute, and they'll just let you sit down in the waiting room while they run the paperwork and write up the form. There's no training requirement. There's not even a photograph on the thing. It's not even photo ID. And meanwhile, New Hampshire touches Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts. So all the states that are touching New Hampshire either have constitutional carry or are Massachusetts.
Or are run by Nazis.
Exactly. Is one of those like, ha-ha, at least we don't live in that gun-hating shithole.
What has Mara Healey decided this week is a machine gun? Or Bill Weld, you know, with his five-shot rifle is the military rifle.
That's right. Good old Bill Weld. Libertarian Bill Weld.
Libertarian Bill Weld.
That's right up there with Libertarian Bob Barr.
I will reiterate. I know I'm dumping on Johnson a lot. And the biggest problem for me is that out of all the elections in my fucking lifetime, they could have made a real showing in this one. If they put up a small government, pro-constitution, pro-liberty candidate, they could have made a real strong showing. Instead, we get this clown show.
GJ.
Could have been a contender.
Why do you think election, you still don't get a choice? Why might that be?
Satan.
Sorry. Or in Alan's case, lizard people.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the lizard people.
It's always, again, with the lizard people. Yeah. I like how they're talking about Biden stepping in. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is like, hi, did you forget about me?
Yes, Bernie, you've served your purpose.
And so actually, let's go around on the round table on the if whatever is affecting Hillary. And again, let's face it. I mean, how many of us have gone through like all the things that Hillary has gone through in the course of events that Hillary's gone through? I mean, I was eating a breakfast sandwich that was egg, cheese, sriracha on a croissant that I had toasted. And I bit into it, and
you know, suicide is a very selfish act. Weird.
And I took a breath in as I was biting, and breathed in the dust created from the toasted croissant that was placed with the sriracha. So I got burning hot flakes of pastry in my trachea, and I very much was in a Hillary thing where it was like 4 to 10 minutes of just and then my wife just looking at me with bug eyes going, I'm okay, it's just a hot shot. So yeah, I've done that, and I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've ever passed out quite like that. I think I had a high fever once and took a spill, but I don't think it was sudden enough that I have a vague recollection of standing and then being on the ground, but I wasn't bruised up or anything like that.
I had that too from bourbon.
I've actually never had that problem. I find a nice place to sit down and fall asleep before I get to those problems. But yeah, of all the things that Hillary has been going through, I've had pneumonia, but never all of those things within, you know, in the course of a couple of weeks.
And when you had pneumonia, were you up walking around and going to memorial services?
Hugging small children.
Yeah.
So were you on your back
in bed?
No, I'm damn near, I mean, I am not a doctor, though I often claim to be one illegally. I was never diagnosed with it. It was just one of those. I had a bad case of bronchitis for like a month.
Oh,
and I talked about it on the show a while back. I had the dropping marbles sound when I was breathing. My chest had that rattly sound that I've never had before or since.
Did it hurt when you breathed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It was probably pneumonia.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it was pneumonia, but it was an extremely mild case of it because I ended up only missing a couple of days of work, and I never actually went to the doctors on it because at first I thought it was...
The key point, missed a couple of days of work.
It's true.
Stayed home.
To be fair, Hillary Clinton doesn't really campaign all that hard.
Well, yeah, but she's still going out and about and going places and all that kind of stuff. Yep. She's not home in bed. Where people with pneumonia should be.
Mike had pneumonia 2 years ago. And I asked him about this because I said to him, you had pneumonia. What was it like? I said, if I remember correctly, you were in bed for a week taking those horse pill antibiotics. And he's like, yeah. And then, well, the antibiotics on top of the pneumonia, the antibiotics made him really sick.
Well, that just shows how badass Hillary Clinton is.
Also weird what... Right.
And then he's like, for a month after that, Mike was like, he's like, yeah, I was like so weak and tired for like a month after that. So there's... I'm sorry. When a woman who apparently has had health problems in the past gets pneumonia...
At her age.
At her age, it could be deadly. And she, anyone else would be in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so I cannot believe, because pneumonia is still to this day a huge killer of the elderly.
Yep. And on top of that, we've also got to remember that let's not mince words. She absolutely fucking passed out. She was dragging the top of her feet as they threw her into the car.
Yes.
They threw her into a car. And number one, nobody on her staff looked particularly concerned about this.
No, they did not look surprised.
It wasn't a shocking thing.
You know, or the, what do I do? There was no, like, there was no coordinating of the, you know, I mean, I've had people go, you know, get like, you know, heat stroke or just, you know, get faint or all that, where one person might end up grabbing the person as they're passing out or unable to stand anymore. In which case, now you're sitting there talking between, or have someone like, you know, turn an ankle. You might grab the person so they don't fall down and bust their face. But now you're talking to someone of the, all right, you get under this arm, you get there. All right, can we move them over to here? There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of coordination. Instead, it was, nope, they just grabbed her, picked her up, moved her. Yep. Everyone got into position. It was very, very smooth. And just
like they had done it before.
And like they didn't go to the hospital. If this was a shocking, unexpected thing, they would have gone to the hospital.
Exactly.
In fact, I've heard Secret Service agents say that's standard procedure when something like that unexpected happens.
There's another thing about my walking pneumonia is my wife was constantly saying, you should go see a doctor. You have been sick for a while. You should go see a doctor. And I was I have asthma, so I actually get bronchitis fairly frequently. And most of the time it actually clears up on its own. You know, it sucks, but you know what? It works its way out. And I was constantly waiting for it. It kept getting a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And finally, by the time I was like, all right, something's really wrong with me, it was like 10 times better than it had been at the beginning. And I'm like, if I wake up one morning and I feel worse than I did the day before, I'll go see the doctor. But again, if I had passed out, if I had had trouble, if I had had to miss a day of work, I would have been in my doctor's office like ASAP. And if I was running a major campaign, I would be in the hospital going, fix me, get me going. So yeah. But instead they went to Chelsea's place and then had this really obnoxious photo op with the, you saw the video. It's the videos from afar, because guess what? Secret Service has a perimeter around her. You don't get to get near Hillary Clinton, you know, unless you are cleared by Secret Service. And yet all of a sudden this little girl just is walking down the sidewalk completely unaccompanied, and she's going to go talk to the plague victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. With this horrible bacterial pneumonia that apparently has been, the story is that everybody in her staff has been coming down with this terrible pneumonia.
Except for the doctor's note, which is absolutely true and should not be denied, says it's non-contagious.
Oh, okay.
So which is it? Is it non-contagious or is it contagious? They're saying everybody in the staff is getting a little taste of it too, that Hillary's not the only one. And yeah, no, it's a doozy. But yet, no, it's not contagious. And again, the argument being, why is it not contagious? Well, that's because a lot of people were saying, wait, she had pneumonia. Why is she hugging a little girl?
Yeah.
Right.
Because she
didn't
have
pneumonia.
Well,
the story is going to be whatever they want the story to be. Exactly. You know.
It's at this all point, lies. It's
all lies. Sure. And they know that, well, I keep saying this, that the Democrats are really good at the media because they know that people aren't reading the news. I mean, it's
would never vote for her anyway.
Right. Right.
The Hillary voters.
I mean, people who are interested in the news and all this, you know, first of all, you have the bias thing where you're going to read news that confirms your bias. Right.
Yep.
So liberals are reading Huffington Post, which are saying, Hillary's a champion. She powered through her pneumonia so she could go talk to the people. You know, what a badass Hillary is. Blah, blah, you know. Okay. And then, you know, the other side is reading, like, about, I don't know what.
But I got to point out, just for the sake of Huffington Post's bias and the liberal media's bias, is that Donald Trump's a great big fatty and is so unhealthy and horrible. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, you know what? If this presidential thing doesn't work out, or if the presidential thing does, she's probably going to pursue a career in supermodeling.
Sure.
There's so much stuff talking about how pretty and how attractive she is.
I
and it's one of those, like, again, talk about shit that I do not give a flying fuck about on the resume. The fact that, yeah, Trump is a complete butthole ugly. He is a funny looking dude. He wears nice suits, and that's a good thing about guys. Ron White made great jokes about the fact that Ron White is an ugly troll of a man, but he wears really expensive suits and it looks really good. And if you see Ron White wearing his civilian clothes, Ron White does not look good at all. And the same thing, you put Donald Trump in a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, he's gonna look like a big old dog turd stuffed in a hoagie bun. And he's got the hair. And so, yeah, Donald Trump looks like shit. And guess what is absolutely not a reason why I'm not voting for Donald Trump, is the fact that Donald Trump is ugly. But again, they got to talk about how pretty Hillary is. And it's one of those, nope, not even on the scores. But I'm sorry, you're going to start telling me how pretty this woman is, I'm going to start telling you how full of shit you are. But yeah, so you're saying about media bias?
Oh, but the
other people are watching Fox News and listening.
Yeah, so they can release multiple stories about the same thing, right? So Hillary's a champion. She powered through pneumonia. This pneumonia is, you know, contagious, and her whole staff has been sick, and she was dehydrated. And they can release all these little things in the media, and people will glom on to one or the other, and then the story passes by, and nobody knows what the truth is.
Plus, I mean, let's be honest. We're as Tam's been saying it great. We're voting for this election by teams. We're not voting for the person at the head of the ticket. Nobody is voting for Trump. Nobody actually fucking likes Trump. There are people that are absolutely voting Trump. There are people that are diehard Trump supporters. Nobody fucking likes the dude. He's a fucking I can't say that, because the number that he pulled in the primary, there are a lot of people that like him. But there's a lot of people supporting him that aren't supporting him because they actually like the dude. They're supporting him because they're never Hillary. They're in the never Hillary camp.
Right.
And you know, they've got an honest statement about the fact that Hillary is going to destroy you. If you're a member of the NRA, Hillary has openly said you're on her enemies list.
Yes.
You are bad guys. She sees you the same way Donald Trump sees Muslim terrorists.
Yeah. Imagine if Trump came out and said, my biggest enemy is the ACLU and I'm proud of that. Imagine the reaction to that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the headlines that would have been written about that.
Or the AARP.
Yeah, they would still want to be talking about it.
Yeah, big George, lobby.
Allegedly, Scooter Libby outed Valerie Plame. It was headline-worthy news for weeks. Meanwhile, Hillary's intercepted email from her basement server caused a number of human tel assets to be murdered. Ho-hum, yawn.
Right.
Oh, Brita, speaking of leaked emails,
What?
I'm actually, on all seriousness, because I can't go onto the Lizard People or the Wicked Witch of the West. I am a scientist. I'm sorry, guys. But I just realized Colin Powell got his email hacked.
Oh, did you read those? Oh, my God.
And he mentioned that he had done a speech at a college with Hillary. I'm going off the top of my head here on this, because there's so much juicy information in those things. But that Hillary had difficulty climbing up to the lectern at a college speech. And that was, I think, that was before the concussion. And so that would actually point towards Parkinson's as well. So
I remember reading one of the Colin Powell ones, and how did he put it? Oh, shit.
Dicking bimbos.
He did say dicking bimbos.
Did he say dicking bimbos? Oh my God, that's
he
great.
He did say her she's 70 years old and she's still got a husband at home that's dicking bimbos.
Oh my God. Wow.
Well, if you're Bill Clinton, I'll say the same thing I said back in the 90s. If you're Bill Clinton married to Hillary Clinton, what are you going to do?
Well, and he, actually, speaking of like the multiple stories, and again, if you're in the camp Hillary or if you're in the camp Trump, you're going to believe whatever the fuck you want to. Because let's be honest, I mean, everybody who has an IQ above room temperature in the Hillary camp will, I mean, my own father will write openly admit without the least bit of protest on the, oh no, Hillary and Bill aren't in love. They're not really a relationship. That's the whole reason why him cheating with Monica was going, because Hillary didn't give a flying fuck about Bill. She's just riding on his coattails, and that's the whole thing. And guess what? They're fine with that. And honestly speaking, I'm fine with that too. I really don't give a shit. You know, if that's they want to do it, because it's obviously Bill's not being used by this either. He's just as happy as he can to rape all these women and have Hillary stand beside him. So, you know, whatever. It's, you know, how you know, the fact that, you know, they're covering up serial rapery is not okay. But if you want to have a marriage of convenience, or you want to have an arrangement within your marriage that is outside of, I don't care. Whatever. I don't give a flying fuck. You know,
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but so it's one of those like, yeah, that's all well and good. But then at the DNC speech, suddenly Bill had this big fawning love letter to Hillary about, oh, meeting her and she was so beautiful and I just had to talk to her. And I love her so much. Oh, you didn't hear this?
No,
oh, yeah. It was awful.
To look stuff anymore. Up.
It was literally just like, it was an American love story. It was love at first sight. Oh my God. I was nervous to talk to her. She was just so pretty and just,
what?
She's the love of my life. And oh,
yeah. We've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
We've seen the pictures of Hillary in college.
Yeah. And, we also see pictures of Bill in college. So,
well, yeah, there's that.
I remember somebody had a joke about some new girl had joined our band. So I said, oh, there's a new girl joined our band. Oh yeah, man. Is she pretty? Well, she's band pretty.
So what does that mean?
That meant that she's
pretty when you're drunk.
No. She was, you okay, Jay?
Wow, Jay.
I just have pneumonia.
Oh, okay.
I'm just having a stroke. No. The joke was that in our band she would be an 8 or a 9, and then in our school she might be a 6 or a 7. We weren't robbing from the cheerleaders. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Oh.
But now I feel like a jerk. Thanks, Brie.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know your man lingo.
crazy moon language.
Yes. But no, maybe according, I mean, because Bill Clinton was a pretty ratty sumbitch in college too. So maybe she was just barely out of his league.
I mean, back to the Colin Powell.
Yes.
Emails, which yes, totally juicy stuff if you want to read into that, but the takeaway quote from Colin Powell about Hillary Clinton. This is one of the, he's, you know, denying all his connection to her email stuff. You know, he was saying, no, I don't know what she's talking about. Why is she connecting me to this? Blah, blah, blah. And the takeaway quote was, everything Hillary Rodham Clinton touches, she kind of screws up with hubris.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's harsh but fair.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, here we're going to have yet another shining example of how the Democrats absolutely love blacks, but only when they're useful.
Yeah.
They hated Colin Powell when he was a Republican staffer, and then they loved Colin Powell when suddenly he was talking about how much he hates George W. Bush.
Right.
and was going to be running against all those obnoxious establishment Republicans when he was talking about running for president. And of course that would have, if he had had run for president and won the primary, that suddenly would have been, he would have been their the Democrats' absolute darling and the one sane Republican, until suddenly he got it, in which case he's a Nazi. But then, and not really black.
Not really black, right?
Certainly not black like Bill Clinton.
Well, and, no, he was the House Negro, according to Harry Belafonte.
According to
I think he's blacker than Barack Obama.
You know, yeah, I forgot it was Condi Rice and Colin Powell that Harry Belafonte was calling House Negroes. I forgot about that, Jay. Good pull. Good pull on that one.
But now
all of a sudden we'll be hearing about how persona non grata Colin Powell is, even though he does also say that he hates him some Trump as well, which the media is latching onto and enjoying reporting, but there's only so much they can do because he did fail to kiss the ring.
Hey, it happens. Like
I said, Trump and Clinton may be exactly perfectly matched as far as evil, clueless, whatever you want to say. Look at it this way. Look at how the media treated Hillary Clinton forever, but especially this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They actively carried water in a blatant lie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Versus Melania Trump. It was what? Minutes after she gave her speech that they had torn through years and years of speeches to determine that she plagiarized Michelle Obama.
Yep.
We want an antagonistic press. We don't want a press that's going to go along and, oh, sure, we'll say it was pneumonia, wink, wink, wink. I'm actually winking at my computer, even like anybody could see me. I would much rather have the press reporting on stuff.
Exactly. All the cameras at that 9/11 event, and we have two shitty cell phone videos.
Right.
Hillary Clinton losing consciousness and being thrown into a van.
Exactly. And yet,
can you imagine? I guarantee there were several camera operators there that their job was just, no. We'll have somebody else just covering the lectern. Focus on Hillary Clinton, because if she wipes a tear, or if she, you know, solemnly nods to something, if we get some footage that looks good of her, and the same idea with the, you know, if Donald Trump's at some sort of rally, you focus on Donald Trump, because if he eats a booger
or he passes gas, we want audio.
Exactly. If we can take one freeze frame from that where it looks like he's cutting a raunchy fart, we're going to put it on the front page. Because I've got all these, I mean, it's both sides have them. We've got all these like super duper unflattering pictures of like every politician on the planet. Because they'll take like 1,000 photographs and just find one where they've got that who farted look on their face. Or one where they look like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Man.
So we're over time. Y'all.
Yeah, I think we got a whole show in on that.
Yeah, we did. Awesome.
Good enough. All right, we'll see next week if in fact Hillary is alive or dead, and I promise I will be doing some medical research on Parkinson's disease.
Well,
okay.
Because Rita, I think your dead ball's on. I got to say, I may have to retract myself.
You know, I'm just repeating what I've heard on the internet.
Yeah,
but well, it sounds good to me, and it sounds reasonable.
Hillary Death Watch.
That's right.
Will she make it to the election?
Well, they're going to drive. It's weekend at Hillary's.
Yeah, that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to drag her over the finish line.
They're going to zombify her corpse and wave her around.
Well, but there's so actually before we go, we've got to delve into this a little bit. I actually think there was actually a DNC staffer that actually did again fail to kiss the ring and state the what do we do if she?
Yes.
If she can't limp herself over the finish line.
There's actually several.
If she can't do a Warren Harding.
Yep.
I don't know.
There's several of them that have raised that question.
Oh man, can you imagine a 21st century Warren Harding?
Oh God, it's gonna be Joe Biden.
Oh no, it was Harrison.
Which one?
I died in 30 days.
Yeah, which one was the one that got pneumonia during his?
Speaking of pneumonia.
Hey,
killing folks. Presidential candidates since the 1800s.
And how old was he? He was at 70. I gotta look.
To be fair, for his time period.
Yeah, back then there was no antibiotics or anything. So
that's true.
If you got pneumonia, you were gonna die mostly.
He was 68. Wow, that's kind of scary.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, but a bunch of people have been talking about the fact of what if she can't limp herself across the finish line? What if she either gets too sick and has to drop out, or gets too sick and has to drop out of life?
I want to see the first debate. Like, will she short circuit during the debate?
Yeah. How is she going to get out of the debate?
I don't know.
Oh, because... speaking of debates too, she had that little moment where she wasn't able to get on stage for like
three or four minutes.
How is she?
Which, by the way, speaking of Parkinson's, allegedly that was one thing that Michael J. Fox used to do back when he was he would tell the driver of the car, go take another lap around the block if he felt the tremors were bad enough that he couldn't conceal them. He'd say, give me another 5 minutes in the car, take another lap around the block, and then I'll get out.
Yeah.
So geez, Brita.
I'm telling you.
Plausible.
Yep.
All right.
It's plausible. Okay.
But who wins if who steps up? Is it? It can't be Kane. The vice presidential ticket isn't going to.
Okay, the way it works is it depends. It depends on at what point it happens. If it happens,
are we picking lots now?
No. If it happens before the general election, the theory is that the DNC can name a replacement.
Okay. Which their replacement is going to be fuck you, Bernie Sanders.
Right.
If it happens
after the election, but before the Electoral Congress meets, then the Electoral Congress, the Electoral Congress people pledged to Hillary can vote for whoever they want.
Huh. President Biden. Get ready for it.
If it happens after the Electoral Congress meets and does their thing, but before the candidate is sworn in, then it's the vice president. The vice president becomes the president. The vice president elect becomes the sworn in president.
Because they were voting.
And he gets to name a vice president. Obviously, if it happens after that, then it's normal, succession.
And he would name Hillary Clinton. Because he's Tim Kaine, and he's not that bright.
Tim Kaine.
The only thing that sounds hinky to me is the part where they say the DNC can name a replacement. Theoretically, if it's the night before the election, and she dies, just like keels over, and it's like Hillary's dead. Theoretically, the theory is that the DNC can meet real quick and name a successor. Since it's the DNC, that is naming the candidate. At least theoretically, they can name. They have bylaws for this kind of thing, right? So they can meet in emergency session and go, "Who the fuck are we going to run?" And it may cause a delay in the election because they have to print ballots and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
oh my God.
There's all the people that voted absentee ahead of time.
Oh my God. So here's a big thing. I was actually in a gun shop the other day and it was one of those gun shops where, you just sit around and shoot the shit. It's really just a bar where we're serving magazines, not beer. And yeah, one of the big discussions came on the, why the hell is Mara Healy doing all this shit that she's doing right now?
Because she can.
No, it's President Mara Healy. She gets to be the one named as the
president. Oh, no. Mara Healy.
Yeah. No. Elizabeth Warren.
Could be Elizabeth Warren.
There's your stand-in. There's your dark horse.
Oh, my God. Elizabeth Warren, Vice President Healy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
The two feckless Massachusetts
we'll find
Democrats
out.
For president.
That's we'll right.
And guess week. What? Against Donald Trump and Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. Let's not forget that she's also very good at running the who's the dumbest of this lot. Jill, we'll I got arrested for vandalizing a bulldozer, Stein.
I'm about to hang up on weird.
All right.
All right.
Okay, good night.
Good night, Internet. You got some bonus time.
Bye, everyone.